News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the Magic Radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online. At garfields.net.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to the Magic Radio. I'm your host, Ann Bluegis. Good evening and welcome to Talk to Santa. I certainly have, once again, as I always do, a very lively, excited group of boys and girls. You're all dressed so nicely, and I think you're here just to talk to me, aren't you?
Yes.
It's you and I. So how's it going?
Good.
Good.
Okay, are we done? No.
No.
You, who do you want to talk to, really? Not just me. Who are you here to talk to?
Yeah. Santa.
Santa Claus. That's right. What do you think Santa's doing?
Tell the elves making toys.
I bet he is. That is such a good... I think you're right, Gunner. I think that's what Santa's doing. Oh, not Gunner. I'm sorry. Jonathan? Jonathan? Right?
Jonathan.
Okay. I was just testing you. You passed. I think you're right. I bet that's what Santa Claus is doing. And plus, Emma, who's like I just told you before all our listeners tune in, she's the super duper elf in charge of what? Everything? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's also working with Santa Claus to make sure that the elves are getting your toys made, and they have to get them wrapped, get them ready to start getting them on the sleigh in less than 2 weeks. Can you believe Christmas is so close?
Yay! Are you excited?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's take that excitement and let's channel it all the way through the magic radio to the North Pole. Let's get started. Let's count to three, and then we're going to do that special song and see if we can get Santa's attention, okay? You want to count to three for us?
One, two, three.
Santa, Santa, Santa,
Santa,
Santa,
Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa,
Santa,
Santa, Santa,
Santa, Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa.
Good job, my friends. High fives. You did it. You did it.
A sack full of joys for millions of girls and for millions of boys. When Christmas Day is here,
the most wonderful day of the year. the year. A jack in the bottle wants the children to shout.
Wake up! Don't you know it's time to come out?
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year. Toys galore, scattered on the floor. There's no room for more, and it's all because of Santa Claus.
A scooter for Jimmy,
a dolly for Sue,
the kind that will even say,
how do you do?
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
How would you like to be a spotted elephant?
Or a choo-choo with square wheels on your caboose?
Or a water pistol and shoot jelly?
We're all misfits.
How would you like to be a bird that doesn't fly? I swim.
Or a cowboy who rides an ostrich.
Or a boat that can't stay afloat.
We're all misfits.
If we're on the island of unwanted toys, we'll miss all the fun with the girls and the boys. When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Hello, Emma. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. That was such a beautiful song that we enjoyed.
Yeah, our elf choir is really good.
Were you directing?
Of course.
Of course, of course. I told you, boys and girls. Emma, I was bragging about you before we connected to the Magic Radio.
Oh, you were?
I was. And of course, I forgot to mention that she's also in charge of the elf choir. But I was just telling them about that new incredible super duper awesomeness title that you have.
Oh, the super duper boss of everything president. That's me.
That's her. And the queen of sparkles.
The sparkle queen.
Elf
oh,
choir.
Oh, hail the sparkle queen.
She takes it very seriously, too.
I do.
Elf choir director, Chief Baker.
I need a second business card.
A second business card.
It's a two-pager.
Yeah, it's like a poster size, though, I would think, Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how was your day today? Good?
Busy, busy.
Busy, busy. Where is the big guy?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, sit up.
Oh, my goodness. Is it time to talk to Miss Anne?
It is. It's time. It's 6 o'clock.
I just put down my hammer and nails. Been putting together dollhouses all day long. Oh, well, hello, Miss Anne.
Hi, Santa Claus. How are you?
Oh, very, very busy. But we are going to make it. I'm just sure we are, because our elf in charge has everything under control.
No pressure. No pressure at all.
Nope.
None whatsoever. And I'm not gonna get nervous. I'm gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be great.
Santa, I'm afraid your little voice is getting so high it might crack a window there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Emma, deep breaths. The boys and girls and I did the elf yoga that you taught me. Just inhale. Exhale.
Oh, you look so much more relaxed, Emma.
Is my face no longer red?
Oh yes. Oh,
no more pink cheeks?
No more pink cheeks. Oh, don't lose your pink cheeks, Emma.
Okay.
They're so cute. Well, Santa and Emma, it sounds to me like you both deserve a break. So why don't you sit back, relax, and get ready to have lots of fun. When we come back, our first guest tonight will be Mr. Gunnar Zellers. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group
happen with my purchase. I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
Boys and girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Ruh-roh. Don't know what happened, and I'm not going to ask. So welcome back to Talk to Santa. My first guest tonight is Mr. Gunnar Zellers. Gunnar, how are you?
Good.
Good. So nice to have you back in the Magic Radio Room. Can I say that is an awesome shirt?
Yes.
What is that? Looks like Jaws has gotten hold of some Christmas lights.
All right, who put the shark in the room, in the toy room? Mm-hmm. Who did it? Who brought the shark?
It's just a shark shirt that Gunner's wearing, Emma.
No shark in the radio room.
Tell her it's not real, just a shirt.
It's not real, it's just a shirt.
Okay. I was going to say, Santa Claus, get your snorkel, we're going in.
Well, I thought that Gunner got the shirt from a shark.
See, I told you, Gunner, Emma's a little bit squeamish. She gets a little bit shaky when she hears about, like, you know, whether it's fish, sharks, cats, dogs. We always have to tell her, it's okay, right?
Well, it wouldn't be so bad if everything wasn't bigger than me.
I think so. But Emma, I will say, I think this shark on the shirt's even bigger than you. So, yeah.
I give up. Santa, I can't win. I give up.
But that is a cool shirt nonetheless. I really like that. So, now, you told me that you have some people listening on the Magic Radio. Who should we say hello and Merry Christmas to?
To my Aunt Justina, my Aunt Kathy, and everyone else that I'm listening to.
Oh, well, my goodness. To your aunts and everyone else who's listening to you, Merry Christmas, Gunner. Merry Christmas.
Christmas!
Did you get to see everybody over Thanksgiving and spend lots of time with your family?
Yeah.
And how was your turkey day?
Good.
Good.
Were you like a shark on the turkey? Did you eat lots of turkey and mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
What was your favorite dessert?
I forget what dessert we had.
Let me guess. Did you have some pumpkin pie or apple pie or pumpkin roll?
I think we had pumpkin pie.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
So now tell Santa Claus. We haven't talked to you since last year. I'm sure a lot's going on in your life. How old are you now and what grade are you in?
I'm 7 and a half, and I'm in second grade.
Whoa, my goodness. What a big change it is in 1 year, Gunner. Oh, my goodness. And Chili says you've grown inches since last year.
Who's Chili, Gunner?
He's my elf.
It's true. That's what it says in my elf roster.
That means that Emma assigned him to your house. Where was Chili today?
He was on the table and he made us Rudolph cookies, and he made a mess of flour from the mixer while making them, and he used my sister's toy mixer.
Okay, to be fair, it's almost impossible when you make cookies to not make a mess. You always end up with flour somewhere, so at least he was nice enough to make you cookies.
Did you taste any?
Yeah.
Were they good?
Yeah.
Well,
really
I'm
going to
put Chili on cookie duty next time, Santa.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Emma.
He must have learned a thing or two from you, Emma, or Mrs. Claus. About baking, that is.
Mrs. Claus is the best.
The best baker ever, Gunner.
The best.
Well, that's exciting. So you already had some Christmas cookies, and are you going to leave cookies or some good snacks and things like that for Santa and all the elves?
Yeah.
What?
Cookies.
Cookies.
Oh my goodness, we love cookies.
Leaving food for the reindeer.
What kind of food? What do you usually leave for the reindeer?
I forget.
They love anything you leave. Oh my goodness, yes.
As Santa said, what do they like?
Oh, carrots, apples,
oats,
all kinds of reindeer food.
I'm hungry. Did you have dinner yet?
Yeah.
Did you?
What'd you have good for dinner today?
I had French fries and a burger.
Oh.
Yum.
Santa would like to see that on Christmas Eve, wouldn't you, Santa?
Oh, I'm dreaming of a burger right now.
I'm dreaming of a juicy burger.
That's what I was thinking.
And lots of French fries for my face.
Oh, look what we did. We got Santa and Emma hungry. They probably haven't had dinner yet because they're working so hard there in the North Pole. So, okay, how is your school year? Because it probably means more homework this year.
Yeah. The school year is very good.
So that means, and I'm sure Chili has given Santa some reports, but are you getting pretty good report cards?
Yeah.
What's your favorite subject that you like to work on?
Probably math.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing to study. My goodness, Gunner.
We've had lots of little math whizzes here this year, Santa.
Oh, we noticed that here at the North Pole.
Want to try out Santa's math skills? Want to give him a little math problem? Don't make it too tough.
Okay.
You know, he's had a hard day.
7 times 3.
Oh, my goodness. Let me see now. That's one hand and part of another, plus another hand and part of another. I think it's, let's say 22. No. Wait. 21. Oh, 21. Thank you, Emma.
Tell him
I helped.
Yeah.
Say, good job, Santa.
Good job.
Oh, thank you. Thank Emma.
I think Gunner just gave you an A+, Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I appreciate that.
So, Gunner, you brought your younger sister along, so that means you're a big brother. Wow. Is that a lot of work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Sometimes, is it a little tough?
Yeah.
Yeah?
How so?
It's because my sister fights with me all the time.
Oh, there it is.
There's the root of that problem, Emma and Santa. But you know what? That happens. We hear that all the time between boys and girls, brothers and sisters. Because you don't probably always agree on what you want to watch on TV or which movie, right?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll have lots of fun together on Christmas. Does she wake you up Christmas morning? Or is it the other way around?
No, I just usually wake myself up and I'm like the first person to get up. Yeah, I always am every day.
So you wake up really early for school?
Yeah.
And it sounds to me, Emma, we do not have a candidate for an elf alarm clock.
All right.
Emma does a special alarm clock in case boys and girls have trouble waking up, but it sounds like you're pretty good with that.
Yeah.
So when you're not at school, it sounds like you love lots of sports. Tell Santa Claus what you're into.
Football.
Is that the kind you kick and can't touch with your hands? Or the other one where you kick and catch it with your hands?
One where you kick and catch it with your hands.
My goodness.
It's football, not football.
I told Santa, just wanted to check.
And so are you about to start basketball season?
Yep.
Yeah, is this the first year that you play basketball?
No, I played basketball 2 years. Yeah, and this is my third one.
Well, you're so tall. I bet you're really good at basketball, too. Do you like to watch football on TV?
Yeah.
Who are your teams?
The Vikings, Penn State, and the Shikellamy Braves.
What's a pretty good selection.
How did the Braves do this year? Did they have a pretty good year?
No, they only won one game.
Oh, well.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, there's always next year. Well, so Gunner, I know that you, Santa, especially since you've had a long day, relax, because this is surely a song that's going to make you giggle a little bit. Would you like to ask Emma to give you a little drum roll?
Yeah. Drum roll, please.
You got it! Take it away, Gunner!
Jingle bells, Batman smiles, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost its wheel and the Joker ran away. Hey!
Oh, my goodness, I don't think I've heard that one before this year.
Nope, not this year yet.
I bet has Chili been hearing you practice that
in your house?
No.
No,
that's pretty good. Well, now, are you ready? Do you have your list all memorized? Do you know what you want for Christmas?
No, I think I'm making my list this weekend.
Oh.
Well, do you have anything that special that you want Emma to at least write down? Is there one special thing that you can think of right now?
Yeah. The new Diary of a Wimpy Kid book.
Okay.
Oh, the new Diary of a Wimpy Kid book. Okay, I got it.
Well, my goodness, and let's see if there's some surprises here. And, of course, Chili will let us know about the list he makes up this weekend. So let's look up Gunner Zellers in Santa Claus's great big book here at the North Pole and see what it says about Gunner.
All right. It says here that he's doing well writing stories, and he's great at rooting for his favorite football team, the Minnesota Vikings. But it says here, Gunner, that you could improve on getting along with your sister better. Can you work on that? Your sister loves you, and even though you fight sometimes, it's important to remember that, okay?
Okay.
All right, no fighting with your sister. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness, yes, and let's take a look at the workbench here. Oh, well, we have a few things to add to it when we find his list, but we've got a nice surprise pile here, and oh my goodness, oh, let's surprise him with lots of football stuff.
All right!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus!
Let's give Gunner Zellers a great big gold star! Merry Christmas, Gunner! Merry Christmas! Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Sounds like Santa's going to make it a wonderful Christmas morning, Gunner. So nice to have you here. Well, Santa Claus and Emma, when we return, we'll be talking with the lovely Samantha Uptegrove. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frost Jewelers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter, when what to your wondering eyes should appear but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frost of Frost Jewelers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphire, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, from Frost Jewelers," that's right.
Frost Jewelers, we're located on Route 522 in Silsgrove, and online at frostjewelers.com.
ITG Basement Systems, I'm the guy to make it dry. Waterproofing for your basement, foundation and structural repair, moisture control in your crawl space, preserving the value of your home year to year. Visit ITGBasementSystems.com. ITG Basement Systems, I'm the guy to make it dry.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Ooh, yes. Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the beautiful Samantha Uptegrove. Can I just say you look so lovely tonight. I love your outfit.
Thank you.
Did you pick that out yourself?
My mom helped me.
I hear fashion. I can hear it from the North Pole all the way down there. I need a fashion update.
Emma, Samantha has a big grin on her face. She knows your love of clothes. So here we go. I say we start with that beautiful bow.
What colors?
It's black, white, and red.
That's in her hair, Santa.
I love it.
Tell her her all about this gorgeous Christmas dress.
I have... It's a red dress with sparkles.
Oh, look at that. You just kicked a surprise off the workbench.
I'll fix it.
Well, my goodness. Oh, Samantha, those sparkles really got to Emma.
Now, Samantha. Sparkles!
Now you know why she's called the Queen of Sparkles, right?
I am the Sparkle Queen.
Oh, absolutely. And then, of course, you've got cute boots on, and I love your fur shawl. You look absolutely stunning.
Yes. I also have sparkles on my black pants.
Whoa!
Double sparkles!
We have to be careful with Emma.
Oh, Samantha, we almost lost her there.
My little elf heart can't take it. She's too fabulous.
Wow, do you hear that? You're too fabulous. How awesome is that?
Good.
Now, you know that all the work that Emma does in the North Pole, but when she's down with Santa Claus on Christmas Eve, she's also in charge of room inspections. So she comes in to see if your room is clean or not too clean. But you know what's going to happen when she sees your room? I think she's going to go straight for the closet. Are you okay if she tries this beautiful dress on?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay!
I know it's not going to fit her.
No. What do you think?
See, that's the thing about elf magic. We can make it fit.
Oh.
Samantha's like, didn't see that coming. But it'll only fit for a little bit, and then Emma will put it back the way it was in your closet. Right, Emma?
We always remember to put it back the
Absolutely,
right way.
Absolutely, because I'm the room inspector, too, so of course I'm going to leave it clean.
Yeah, that's right.
And she'll leave your dress there, and you won't even know that, really, that she tried it on. Hey, speaking of your bedroom, is it clean? Is it very clean, or you have to work on it?
It's a little clean.
Whoa! Well, that's kind of what we got from Wiggles and Snowflake. Wiggles said it was very clean, and Snowflake said it's kind of clean.
Two different reports. They're kind of meeting in the middle, Santa Claus. Well, so, and you know what the good news is, Samantha? You still have a couple weeks to make sure that you get your room all sparkly clean for Santa's visit, right?
I have a question for Samantha.
What?
How is Duke the Moose?
Good.
I need an update on Duke the Moose.
I forgot about Duke the Moose. How is he?
Good.
Good.
Well, Emma wants to hear. What's he been up to?
Well, he did get in. Well,
did he get in some trouble?
A little.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I'm going to have to add a whole book of pets if they're on the good list or the bad list.
Well, come on, now you have to tell me. What did he do?
Well, sometimes he doesn't come back when we let him out.
He's a runaway, huh? A big moose runaway.
So he eventually comes back, right?
Sometimes.
Is he back home today?
Yes.
So tell me, has he seen Wiggles and Snowflake around?
Yes.
What does he do when he sees them?
Nothing. I'm not sure.
They're probably like way up high in the tree or your stocking or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're all safe and accounted for, Emma.
All right.
But wait, I have to ask you, Samantha. Where will Duke the Moose be on Christmas Eve when Emma and the other elves are there?
Maybe downstairs, maybe upstairs, I don't know.
Whoa! Why, I remember.
Like there's one bed downstairs by the Christmas tree and one upstairs in the front of my mom and dad's bed.
Well, Samantha, old Santa Claus remembers that last year, Duke is the size of a horse.
A moose!
And very friendly.
He's a moose!
Duke the Moose.
He sounds like a lovable moose. Do you have to make sure? Do you have to help feed him?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how old are you, Samantha? What grade are you in now?
First, and I'm 6 years old.
6 years old. So, okay, at 6 years old, I bet Mom and Dad ask you to help out a little bit around the house, do they?
Yes.
So what are you supposed to do?
Put the laundry away and take the laundry down and feed Duke. also like clean my room and clean the downstairs room.
Mom's shaking her head. Yes, these are all great things.
My, that's impressive, Samantha.
That is Santa. She sounds like a really big, big, big help to Mom at home. That's wonderful. So how is your school year going?
Good.
Good. And are you doing all your homework?
Yes.
And so when you're not, I think Jonathan's having a little bit of he's anxious to talk to Santa. So when you're not at school, what do you do for fun? You're in some sports, right?
What'd you play this year?
Well, I didn't play soccer because we stopped a long time ago.
You played in the spring, right? Yeah, Mom says you played in the spring. It probably seems like a long time ago, though, right?
And maybe I'm going to play baseball.
Oh, great. Well, good luck with baseball. Now, did you tell any of your friends? I know you're not going to sing a song, so maybe we'll take a minute and say hi to some of your friends or anybody in your family that's listening.
My grandma and my grandpa and my grandma. And my also dad.
Well, my goodness, let's wish a Merry Christmas, Emma, to the entire Up to Grow family and all of Samantha's friends.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, nice, and I hope you get to spend lots of special time with your family and your friends. Well, sweetheart, it's the big moment. You get to tell Santa, what are you hoping for Christmas this year?
I want a JoJo Siwa doll and an LOL I Spy and a DC superhero called Poison Ivy.
Okay, and should we add some surprises?
Yes.
Well, my goodness. Let's see about those surprises. Emma, let's look up Samantha Up to Grove, and oh my goodness, update her age. She's 6 now.
Yep, I'm gonna get my big pencil and make changes. All right, Samantha Up to Grove. She's 6 years old, and she's doing well in helping with the family dog, Duke the Moose. But it says here, Samantha, you can improve on keeping your room clean, and I'm gonna check. So can you keep your room clean?
Yes.
All right, nice and clean by Christmas Eve. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's look at the old workbench here. Oh, my goodness, look at this. Oh, Samantha's going to be surprised with this one, Emma. Oh, don't tell her what it is.
I won't.
Oh, my goodness, and over here, many, many surprises. And let's also bring her an LOL doll.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Samantha Up to Grove a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Samantha. Merry Christmas. Oh!
Merry Christmas too.
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here, sweetheart. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas morning. Well, Santa Claus, when we return, we'll be talking with Mr. Jonathan Orend. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it, so make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together. And we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our 4 branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
Happy holidays from your friends at Service First. Since 1975, Service First Federal Credit Union has been helping its members achieve their financial goals. We've been there when you bought your first car, when you headed off to college, decided to purchase your home, started your business, and even plan for your retirement. As your local credit union, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition. We've got you covered, no matter what may pop up along the way. Whether you're in one of our 11 branch locations or out and about in the community, our credit union team shares 7 core values that ensure our focus is always to strengthen the financial lives of our members and the communities that we call home. Learn more today. Visit serviceone.org. That's serviceone.org. And see why at Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back
to Talk to Santa.
Oh, my goodness. That sounded like Jonathan Arend.
Jonathan, Santa knew it was you.
Say hi, Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa.
Well, Jonathan, how are you tonight?
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Did he not do a fantastic job with that, Santa?
Oh, my, your job is in jeopardy, Miss Ann.
I think so. And, Santa, this is his very first time on the Magic Radio.
Oh, my goodness. We knew that, and it's so good to hear Jonathan's voice.
Say hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Jonathan. Welcome to the Magic Radio.
Yay.
I told you you would be giggling and having lots of fun, right?
Yeah.
Now, this little thing isn't, this isn't real, is this? What is that?
A dinosaur.
What?
Santa, I have a dinosaur crawling around the Magic Radio Room.
Wow! Well, the radio room must have had a bigger budget this year.
And knocks down trees.
Oh! Did you hear that?
What?
Say it knocks down trees. Tell her.
It knocks down trees.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no!
No, well, that's the reason we don't have dinosaurs as pets.
I know.
Boy, Jonathan's, he's having lots of fun with you guys tonight, isn't he? Because not really. Our Magic Radio Room is, the tree is still standing up, Emma. Not to worry.
Okay.
It's just a little toy dinosaur. But speaking of, I don't think they're toys. You have actually lots of pets at home, right?
What do you have?
I have cats. And dogs.
How many are we talking here, Jonathan?
I don't know.
Did you lose count? Santa! Did he lose count? Is that many?
Oh, my goodness. And dinosaurs, too?
Now,
the cats and dogs are real, Emma. So is it 2 cats?
No, it's a lot of cats.
Oh.
Well, a lot of cats. Okay. Are they all friendly? They're nice cats?
No, they run away from me.
Oh, they do. Oh,
so they'll run away from Emma and the elves, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I know cats sometimes get in trouble around Christmas trees. Like, they knock them over. Have they been messing around your Christmas tree?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Well, how many dogs do you have? 1, 2?
2.
Are they really big dogs?
No, they're little dogs.
Oh, what are their names?
The other one's name is Skyward, and the other one's name is Rocky.
Whoa, my, those are great names for the dogs.
They are. Do you have to help feed the dogs and help take care of the cats, too?
They have bones.
Ooh. They chew on bones, Emma.
Okay, not on elves.
No.
Okay.
Tell her, say, you'll be safe. Tell her.
You'll be safe.
Oh, it's good to hear, Jonathan.
So, Jonathan, what's your little brother's name?
Matthew.
Matthew. He's here tonight, Santa. He's actually just stepped out of the Magic Radio Room. He is a cutie. Do you have lots of fun with Matthew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're the older brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a lot of work? You have to keep an eye on Matthew, make sure he doesn't get into trouble or get into anything that could hurt him?
Yeah.
I'll build dinosaurs this morning.
You built a dinosaur this morning?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm just picturing all these dinosaurs at your house.
I have a T-Rex and all the dinosaurs.
Oh, I bet you maybe Santa brought you some of those, huh?
Yeah.
Now, you get to go to preschool. What do you get to do when you're at preschool? Tell Emma. She doesn't go to preschool.
Emma, I go to preschool when I like to play with zoo animals all day.
You like to play with zoo animals all day?
Yeah.
Wow. When did preschools become zoos? Was that a new feature?
What's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Kapiwa.
Well, a very Merry Christmas to your teacher, Jonathan.
Merry Christmas!
Now, I think she's been teaching you some Christmas songs, right? Shall we all try? We're going to sing together a little song for Santa and Emma. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, gang, I'll count to three. Ready? One, two, three.
Jingle bells, all the way. Oh, well, it's too wide to hope it knows a sway.
Hey.
Now jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, well, it's too wide to hope it knows a sway.
Hey. Goodness, Jonathan, 4 years old and has a voice Frank Sinatra.
Santa loved your song. Wow. Now, are you ready to tell Santa? And Emma, what are you hoping for Christmas this year?
Dinosaurs.
What a surprise,
That's
Jonathan.
That's going to be a little complicated to fit in the sleigh, but we'll try.
Not real big ones, right? You want the toy dinosaurs, right?
Yeah, they're little.
What is your favorite dinosaur?
A T-Rex and Triceratops.
I like Triceratops, too. Three horns, good stuff.
That sounds... I can't even say that, Emma.
A Triceratops?
Stegosaurus.
And a Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus, okay. Is there anything else, aside from the dinosaurs, that you want?
Surprises?
Do you like surprises?
T-Rex chop trees.
So maybe put a tree in the sleigh, Santa. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, my. Let's take a look at the big book here and see what we have for Jonathan Arend.
All right. It says here that Jonathan is doing well at going to bed when he's asked to. That's good. Good time to get good lots of sleep. But it says here you can improve on picking up your toys and not picking on your little brother. Can you work on that, Jonathan?
Yeah.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at this workbench. Oh, my goodness. That's scary. The surprises over here and more surprises over there. And look at these dinosaurs.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Jonathan a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Jonathan. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Jonathan.
Merry Christmas to you and your little brother and your whole family, Jonathan. It was so nice to have you here. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with Mr. Ruger Shawl. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like Mom and Grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic and parsley mashed, and that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is a triathlete Santa Claus, Mr. Ruger Shaw. Hi, Ruger.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. It's so nice to have you back in the Magic Radio Room.
Say, hey, Santa Claus.
Hey, Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness. Is this Ruger Shaw?
It's good.
It's good to hear your voice, Ruger.
Hey, Emma, how are you?
Hi, Ruger!
She sounds like a happy elf, doesn't she, Ruger?
Mm-hmm. How have you been?
Good.
Tell Emma and Santa. Oh, wow, he is a busy, busy guy. We'll talk about school in a minute, but tell him about all the sports you're in.
Football, baseball, basketball.
Oh, you must be very, very busy, Ruger.
I bet you're really good in all of them. Do you have a favorite out of the three, or do you like them all?
I like football.
Do you? Okay. Do you have any favorite college teams that you like to watch, and NFL?
Penn State and the Giants and Shikellamy.
Oh, okay. Another local high school fan. That's awesome. I love your quarterback, Eli Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a tough year, though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, there's always next year. I hope he plays again next year. What do you think? You think he will?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Oh, are you hoping he hangs it up?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You're not an Eli fan? You're ready for a new quarterback, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is that mom and dad's team, too?
No, my mom likes the Pittsburgh Steelers, and my dad likes the Colts.
Oh! Wow.
Must be an exciting day in front of the TV.
I bet Sundays are a little loud and crazy. Well, I especially think that your dad's probably been really good this year, because I'm a Colts fan, too. So that's a good dad. And we like the Steelers, too. So,
mm-hmm.
But I bet that's lots of fun. Who's the loudest when they're cheering for their team? That mom cranks up the volume a little bit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Does she? Okay. How about dad?
Mm-mm, no.
He's a quiet fan?
Kind of.
Yeah. Well, you make sure. I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas together. And I bet there's some other family listening. You probably have a fan club, I'm thinking. Anybody you'd like Santa to say hello to?
My aunt. And I... Grandma, Pappy, and Grammy.
Oh, my goodness. Emma, let's say a very Merry Christmas to Ruger Shaw's family and friends. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
I bet your grandparents and your aunt, I bet they buy you lots of toys and spoil you on Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to spend time with everyone over Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
How? And did you have a really good holiday?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with the time off from school over Christmas break? Let me guess. Sleep in a little, play.
Yeah.
Are you counting down the days till Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know officially how many days we have left?
I'm
not sure.
18, I think.
Ooh. I think Santa wishes we had 18 days left.
My goodness, if we had 18 days, we could get everything done for next year.
But don't you worry, Ruger. They're working on it. So now you hear that Emma, she has the elf roster in her hand. Did she happen to send any elf to your house?
Elf Buck.
Oh, my, yes. We know where Buck is, and he's having a fine time down there. Is he being good? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Is he? Okay. Because we're hearing lots of funny stories. Some of these elves are getting a little crazy. Has he been, like, in your cookie jar or...
No.
Okay. Where was he last spotted?
In the wreath.
Oh, hanging out in the wreath? Okay, that's a good spot, right, Emma?
That's called camouflage! Just like the tree, that's called camouflage!
Hey, you ready for that song?
Mm-hmm.
Is Rudolph nearby?
Wait a minute, Rudolph. Oh, my goodness, yes. He's right over our shoulder here, and his ears are pricked up, and his nose is flashing.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. When you ever saw him, you'd say it glows. All of the other reindeers, we laughing call him names.
They
never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. And one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to see
Rudolph with your nose so bright. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
And all reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee.
Yippee!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in his story.
Whoa, my goodness, what a fine singer you are, Ruger. It was fun to sing along with you.
Well, that was wonderful. He led the whole group, Santa Claus. So, Ruger, now is the big moment. Would you like a special drum roll from Emma? Time for your wish list. Emma, drum roll, please.
All right.
What would you like for Christmas?
Two Nerf guns and a new field goal post and a Saquon Barkley jersey and.
That field goal post could be a packing challenge for the sleigh,
Santa. And some football stuff.
Well, and maybe some surprises, too. Let's take a look in Santa Claus's big book here at the North Pole, Emma, and see what it says about Ruger's shawl.
All right, it says here that Ruger is doing well at being a great big brother. And he's also great in his sports, baseball, and football. But it says here he could improve on better listening and not whining so much. Miss Anne, it's time for elf ears.
I'm on it, Emma. You have to go like this, Ruger.
Okay.
Both of them with your hands.
Yep. Those are your elf ears. They work. I know they do. They are for listening to your mom and dad. And no more whining, okay?
Okay.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look here on the workbench. Oh, this whole section here has Ruger's name on it. Oh, my goodness. Surprises and all kinds of sporting things. And, well, let's bring him that Saquon Barkley shirt, Emma.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Ruger a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Ruger. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Ruger, to you and your whole family. Well, Santa Claus, last but not least, when we come back, she's anxious to talk to you. We'll be chatting with the lovely Emerson Zellers. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107. Okay.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle. Give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd. Closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at gracie'sflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding down. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly and Sealand's Grill. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. Enjoy an ice-cold Pepsi, too, at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Sealand's Grill. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. Find them on Facebook, too.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the beautiful Emerson Zellers. Emerson, welcome to the Magic Radio Room. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, hello, Santa Claus.
Hello, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness, Emerson. Oh, it's good to hear your voice and Merry Christmas.
Hi, Emerson.
Hi, Emma.
How are you?
Good.
She looks like she could be on a Christmas card, Emma.
Yay! I need a fashion update!
She wants to hear all about your beautiful dress. Can you tell her what colors?
It's green and red.
Perfect!
And there's flowers.
Flowers!
And they have jewelry.
Ooh, jewelry.
In Mom's bag, I took it off.
And what? What did you take off?
Mom's a little upset she took the jewelry off, but...
Oh, well.
Yeah, but she has a beautiful, beautiful, like a ribbon in your hair. And those shoes. Oh, those would be adorable on the elf that's listening.
She could put them on.
Oh, right. I can try on
her size.
What's that?
She said you could make it your size. She knows you have that elf magic ability.
I do.
Yeah. So your brother was telling us that Elf Chili, is at your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how are those cookies that Chili made? Did you try some?
Yeah, good, but God didn't try his.
No, he said, your brother said he did.
He tried them.
Did you dunk one in milk?
Do you like milk?
No, he only made two for us.
So you didn't, you don't, do you have milk when you eat your cookies?
Sometimes.
Well, how old are you now? And are you in school?
Yeah, preschool and Aunt Justine's. But I'm 5 years old now. I just turned it off till it's 25th.
Well, happy belated birthday!
Well, yes, happy birthday. My goodness, I thought Emerson was a little younger than 5, but she's 5 now, according to Chili.
When is your birthday?
Good.
When was it? October
30th? 25th. October 25th.
How about a belated happy birthday song?
Would you like a song, birthday song? Say please.
Please.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Emerson.
Happy birthday to you and Merry Christmas.
Wow. What a nice, you weren't expecting that. What a nice surprise, right?
Yeah, you didn't make it just at the end.
Oh. Well, how was your birthday? Tell us, did you have a party and what was your cake like?
There was Rainbow Dash in it because that was my Little Pony birthday party.
Oh, Little Pony birthday party.
Yeah, and a big playground.
Oh. Who's your favorite Little Pony?
What?
Is Rainbow Dash your favorite?
Yeah, and Twilight Sparkle and Princess Celestia, Princess Luna.
So did you have some of your friends from preschool at your party?
Yeah.
And tell me about preschool. Do you love preschool?
Yeah.
What do you like the most about it?
playing. And swimming at it, too.
Oh, you get to swim sometimes when you're a preschool?
Yeah.
Wow!
And dance in the wind days.
Now, and I know you're practicing some songs, some Christmas songs, right?
I don't know what happened with reindeer yet because I don't know all the reindeer names.
Well, you can work on that for next year, but you want to try your jingle bells for Santa?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in my shop and sleigh. Yay, jingle bells.
Jingle bells,
all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in my shop open sleigh. Yay.
Beautiful.
Hi. And I'll tell you what, Emerson, old Santa Claus sometimes can't remember all of the reindeer names either.
But you know Rudolph, right? He leads the sleigh?
Yeah. And Vixen and Comet.
Yeah, she knows Vixen and Comet. Okay. Now, I have to ask you, are you working really hard to pick up your toys and keep your room clean?
A little.
Well, you can work on that until Santa's visit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to tell Santa Claus what you're hoping to see under the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
What would you like for Christmas?
A little big sister, a little sister, and a little dog.
LOL dog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you like surprises too?
Yeah.
Well, let's put some surprises up here for Emerson and take a look in the great big book here. Emerson Zellers.
All right. It says here that Emerson is doing well with writing her name and drawing. Make sure you draw us a picture for Christmas Eve, okay, Emerson?
Okay.
All right. But it says here you can improve on getting along with your brother better. So, both of you have to get along, okay? Did you hear me, Gunner?
Yeah.
I heard a yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you work on that, Emerson?
I promise.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Let's take a look at the workbench here and see what we have for Emerson over here. Look at this. That almost scared me. It was so wonderful for Emerson and these surprises and...
Wow.
Oh, my. Let's bring her some LOL dolls.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time to give Emerson Zellers a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Emerson. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Miss Anne. Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye, Santa.
Bye, Santa.
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carpet One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107. Eagle 107.